Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Welcome to the In Wheel Time car talk show here on iHeartRadio. Had a chance to drive one of the most beautiful sport coupes on the market today, the Lexus LC 500 convertible. And I'll give you my thoughts on it. We'll also have the Cruise In calendar, and later Conrad has This Week in Auto History, just ahead in this hour of the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us this morning, and a good Saturday morning to you on our live broadcast here. And I have to tell you that it's supposed to be extremely hot today.
Yeah.
98 degrees.
Unbelievably hot.
And you know, the funny thing about it is that it's only the end of the first week of May.
I know.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like in September?
Summertime,
yeah. Summer's coming quick. The asphalt roads will be putty.
Hey, watch your language.
It's not my fault.
There's something else going on this weekend, too. Mother's Day.
There's that.
Yeah.
Did you get your flowers?
I wish I had a mother to give some flowers, too.
We all miss our mothers.
I got Angie some flowers yesterday.
Oh.
That's good. Well, let's...
Except I buy them in separate packets and let her build the bouquet.
Of course you do. Uh-huh. You know, speaking of Mother's Day, John Gray has got a wonderful wife, and I know that he has everything all set and ready to go for Mother's Day.
Yep.
John Gray, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, boys.
How are you?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good.
Wonderful.
You got mama some flowers or something?
I'm gonna have to check with my daughter on that. She normally squares things away for me on these on birthdays and Mother's Day and things like that, just because I'm normally up here most of the time. So I'm gonna have to. She said she was going to take care of it, and knowing Sophie, she took care of it.
You got her a paint correction.
A paint correction.
Actually, you know what? I did.
Take credit for it, right?
Conrad, her car was picked up yesterday in Fine Lab, the coating company we use. Their training center is in Pearland, and so they're using her car for a class this week, and Saturday. So. Yes, I did get her a paint correction, didn't I?
I didn't realize that Fine Lab was in Pearland.
By the way, speaking of Fine Lab, isn't that the rinseless car wash that you supplied me?
Yes, sir, it is. We use a lot of their kind of their accessory stuff, but they are our main source for our ceramic coatings. They are actually located in Chicago, and all the products are made in Chicago. But one of the product testers and the regional sales manager is in Pearland. It's close to a major airport, so they put the instead of him traveling to Chicago, they had everybody travel to Houston from all around the country and around the world for a training.
Well, what a great opportunity that is for the Houston local people, because they don't have the expense of flying into something like that.
Yes.
Well, I have to commend you on a job well done on the last paint correction on the Corvette. That job was absolutely stunning. And I have to tell you, after the hot rod tour of Texas that I went on last weekend, I got more compliments on that 2001 black Corvette that I have ever had in my entire life. And I want you to know, I think I sent you an email about the four rinseless car washes that I did over 4 days. That stuff is truly amazing. And I had no clue what to expect. I've never used a rinseless car wash before in my life. And it wasn't hard to do. It took a little time, but it was when I finished with that rinseless car wash, you would have thought that I had spent days on it at your shop doing all the detail work on it that you did.
It works really well. It's safe when you do it properly. Did you bring a bucket with you, Don, just get some water and use the spray bottle and some good towels, right?
Yep, that's exactly what I did. And I used the towels that you gave me, which are not the same towels that you buy at Walmart.
Oh, they're special.
No,
they're not. And so where do you buy towels like that?
Well, we carry them here at the shop, but those are South Korean microfibers. And all your microfiber is rated in grams per square meter. And those are 550. Most of your GSM, most of your microfibers that you get at Walmart and AutoZone and whatnot are going to be, you know, the 200, 250 range. And those are really, really exceptional towels.
So they're softer? Is that what it is?
Grab one right there. It's that blue one.
The density of the microfiber is 500 weaves per square inch versus 200 weaves per square inch. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, it's actually...
it is different.
Yeah, it's super, super soft. You got to take care of them, though. Never wash them on hot. Never dry them on hot.
Oh, gee whiz.
You know, you can't take him anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to have to spray Conrad down now.
Yeah, well, I did what you said. I washed it cold water and run it on, I guess, medium time. And yeah. And it came out just fine. They clean up real well.
Tide free and clear works well as a detergent. No dryer sheets, no fabric softener. Or you can buy microfiber detergent on Amazon or somewhere like that.
Wait a minute. They make detergent for microfibers?
Yeah, and it's really good. It kind of refreshes the fibers. That would be my choice. Or, Don, you can actually use that rinseless product, that Fine Lab rinseless wash.
Yeah.
Use half an ounce of that inside of your washing machine, and you can wash those towels inside that. That rinseless wash is awesome. I mean, it does so many different things.
Probably clean the inside of your wash machine, yeah, too.
And if you bathe in it, that'd be great.
I'll tell you, that stuff is truly amazing. I had no clue what to expect out of that stuff. It's sitting right there, Mike, if you want to show them that right there. You put your arm, that's it. And it comes in a little bottle that you'd use like for two cycle oil.
So you open the cap and you squeeze
in and out
this measurable container, and then just
that's it.
That's cool. Very concentrated as well.
Yeah, it only takes a little bit, and it works. It's like a magic juice.
Calgon for your car.
Calgon bouquet.
Mm. That's why they got you have it.
That's right, but I use the powder after my bath.
Except yours says Old Spice.
That's it.
No, just old.
Or just old, yeah.
And spicy.
Well, I'll tell you what, that stuff is truly amazing, and I don't want to beleaguer this whole thing here, but, you know, and it's not really a commercial per se, but you do some great work down there at Gulf Coast Auto Shield, and you got a great staff, and I think that, really, I know that you teach them all how to do the stuff that makes these cars shine like they do. The other thing that I wanted to mention is the fact that not only do you use great help down there, but you also have not only cars that are old like mine that come through there, but you also have brand new cars. I got to see my first Bentley Bentayga in there. Hmm. I got to see a Lucid when I was in there. Wow. That car is unbelievable. Unfortunately, they've only made 450 of them so far, and they're in deep doo-doo when it comes to making money. But
they didn't follow Elon's.
No, apparently not.
Which is have hugely deep pockets in the beginning.
Well, but the car is unbelievable. So people with the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris.
Oh, every time I've been to Gulf Coast Auto Shield, he's also got a fleet of Teslas there because you have a relationship with the Tesla distributor in town. They're not dealers.
Yeah, but it's truly amazing, and a testament to you and your staff. You know, people take their new cars there. What do they get done with their new cars, John?
A lot of protective stuff. And Don, let me get back to my staff real quick. I tell you what, I made it a point to try to hire the best people I possibly can and compensate them well. These guys, my guys are the best. They're outstanding. Some of them, you know, most of them, they do get trained. I don't really train them myself, but I make sure they get the training from the proper people, as far as the guy, like Expel, I send all my guys to Expel school and whatnot. But yeah, it's more about my people than it is me. But we're doing, you know, a ton of paint protection here. The whole company is built around protecting your vehicle for the most part. Electronic installations. We did a really cool installation yesterday on a I think it was an 2009 Aston Martin back there. We integrated Apple CarPlay into it. And which was kind of cool. They're making these modules now for these older cars. And if you want to get some of the updated features of today's cars, in many cases, it is possible. But paint protection film is our biggest hitter here. We do an absolute ton of paint protection film. It's one of the hardest. It's probably the hardest thing that we do here, from the standpoint of patience and time,
quality of work,
and just overall difficulty. But we do a bunch of it here, and we do a bunch of nice cars too.
So, John, you said you train your people correctly. Do they go to that class that you just spoke about at the opening down in Pearland? They've all been through that class.
Well, my paint protection people have been there. The other guys have been to school for paint protection film. Expel's located in San Antonio.
Convenience in time and distance to you.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, I didn't realize Expel was in San Antonio, but man, I'm lucky that all the companies that we represent, for the most part, are very, very close to us.
Well, you mentioned something a couple of seconds ago about putting film on. You know, you can put film on and you can do it right, you know, and that kind of comes a little bit to the home person that's putting film on. That experience of your people who have done it repetitively over and over and over again and understand how to, my phrase, not yours, how to bend over some of those curves correctly, that comes with time and experience. That doesn't come with the home kit.
That's right. And a lot of these guys, though, like let's take the car wrap industry for a second. A lot of the guys that are doing that now have you know, they've done online courses and they've actually started some things out of their homes. You know, maybe not as an idea to start a business, but to maybe change the look of their car and whatnot. And I would say that's one of the things that it's possible to do that at home. Much more so than it is to like do paint protection film, just because you really have to have some assets to be able to cut the film and the patterns and whatnot. But, you know, doing wrap, you're not using patterns. You're just putting it on the car, stretching it out. And my guy Ernesto can explain that a little bit more in better detail. But, you know, there's a lot of resources online to where you could possibly do some color change or some sort of modifications to the appearance of your car at your house.
But John, do you have to do something to the paint ahead of that? Do some of the paint protection before you put a wrap on there?
No. You typically don't want to do any kind of paint protection. If you're going to do any paint protection, you want to do it on top of your wrap, just to protect the wrap as well. But you know, the biggest thing as far as, and I'm going to let Ernesto come in here in just a second and talk to you guys, and give you some better detail as far as if what some of your listeners want to try to do something at home or want some advice on how to do something at home. You know, the easiest thing, if you want to protect your wrap, you can put paint protection film on top of it. But the biggest thing, and I'm sure Ernesto will cover this, is going to be you want to make sure that you prep the surface and have a good area in which to work that's clean and well lit.
Okay. Well, if we're going to do it, we need to do it because time is of the essence here. So we're going to talk to Ernesto. And Ernesto is the Ernesto, it's good to see you. Thank you so much. So you're the wrap specialist?
The vinyl wrap specialist, sir.
So yes. Let me hear you do some wrap.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I'm sorry.
Let me hear you do some wrap.
Well, I mean, I think it's the best way to change the appearance of your vehicle without affecting the integrity of your OEM specs. You can go over chrome, you can go over your OEM paint and make it look as close to paint as possible without really altering the integrity of the vehicle. So you can always go back to that at any given time.
What are the limitations? Are there any? Is it paint color? Is it style? Is it, wraps as far as advertising. What are the limitations? Are there any?
Well, we definitely have the color change part of it, which is done basically on solid colors on all different finishes, and then the commercial side of it that is printed for all the trucks that you see out there with advertising, et cetera, et cetera. I would say that the limitations are they are different kinds of materials, and this is something that someone who's trying to do this at home needs to be aware of. Not all vinyls are created equal. So you want to make sure that you stay away from all those Chinese brands that you find on eBay, and they seem to be a really good deal, but a lot of those products have really aggressive adhesives that probably you will not see when you're installing that on your vehicle, but a few years down the road when you take it off, you'll definitely notice that was not a good investment.
What will it do? Peel the paint off?
A lot of them it will do, or they will leave a lot of adhesive residue on it.
So there's a reason it's cheap.
There is a reason it's cheap. And they look great.
Because it's
great.
Cheap.
Yeah. Yes. So you mentioned if you took it off in a couple of years, so how long would a wrap typically, would you expect a wrap to last?
If it's well taken care of, and real quick, and I don't want to get too technical sure. about this, we talk about a vertical and a horizontal applications. Obviously, vertical is doors, everything that the sun does not hit directly. So your doors, your bumpers, anything that goes on the side. Horizontal application is your hood, your roof, your trunk. So normally those areas that are they're hit by the sun a lot more frequently. You can expect a good 3 years out of it. And overall, I mean, I would say if your car stays in the garage most of the time, you can get up to 5-6 years from a good wrap vinyl job.
But when you talked a few minutes ago about the person who's doing it in their garage, when they order these products, you also talked about don't order the cheap stuff because it's cheap. But let's say they order the mid to upper grade one, and that just comes as a roll and you sheet it out and apply it. So there's a lot of cut waste if they're not real careful. Is that true?
That is correct. They usually come in 5-footer rolls, and then they sell it to you by the yard, or you can buy the entire roll if you want to save some money once you get into trying to wrap the whole vehicle. I would probably advise against going to do a whole vehicle at home. It's a bit challenging, especially if you're doing it by yourself. But definitely interior trim, chrome deletes, emblems and stuff like that. That might be something that someone might be, you know, willing to venture and do it himself at home. And that, you know, as long as you take care of the prepping part of it and make sure the environment is adequate for it, I would definitely go for it.
Ernesto, what other things do you wrap besides automobiles, SUVs? Is there anything else? Boats maybe, or do you do anything else in the shop?
I normally tell my customers anything that has a smooth hard surface can be wrapped.
Okay.
So a lot of them obviously come in and want to do the little plastic trim on the vehicles. That is what we call a low energy surface. So it makes really hard for the vinyl to stick to it. Some people like to use adhesive promoters to make sure that it sticks. But then we go again, once you remove it, then you have to get rid of all the residue behind it, which I think it's not worth going through that. Even when it's doable, I would probably do it myself.
But there's a lot of reasons to go to professionals on certain jobs, and this sounds like another one of those that there's a reason for somebody like you to you know, you've got the training, you've got the experience. So if you find somebody like you to do it versus doing it yourself, you may be better off. You'd just be better off
because the time to do it right is the first time. You know,
how much does a wrap typically cost, say, on a mid-sized car?
On a mid-sized car here, you're looking at somewhere in the $3,000-$4,000 range. Now, obviously, what can make a difference on that will be if you want door jams or not. Most of the people don't want to do that unless you have a car that you're taking to the show and want to make sure people see every inside out of the vehicle. Most people are really just concerned about an outside vinyl wrap and also the type of vinyl you're going to put on.
Still a lot cheaper than a paint job.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is. It sure is. Well, and strangely enough, just on a quick note, most of the customers, I would say 80% of them, come in and they all request matte black vinyl wraps. Right. And right. I don't know if they think that's the only option out there, but there's literally thousands of options as far as colors, finishes, all, I mean, they make leather like vinyl, velvet, you know, they do all kinds of weird vinyls now that the people have the choices to pick from.
Well, you know, I've seen the cow print vinyl, the black and white cow print kind of looks like the cow from Chick-fil-A. But I also see every now and then the blue chrome or the red chrome color that seems to be kind of popular as well on some of the high-end cars.
Well, I got to tell you, chrome itself, I from my perspective, I think it's kind of fading. That trend is fading. Now is what is called satin chrome. It's a little bit more like the back part of your aluminum foil, kind of like that finish. That is not like a mirror-like. But that seems to be what a lot of people are going for nowadays.
Well, that's interesting. Looks
like a matte chrome.
Kind of like a matte chrome, yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
So how many days does it take you to do an installation of a wrap?
I would say normally between 5 to 7 days. And that includes the prepping, the removing some of the hardware on the vehicle to make sure that you have proper coverage with the vinyl. And then putting everything back on, trim. Post-heated, which is a very, very critical part of the whole vinyl wrap process. The vinyl has a memory. So as you guys have been mentioning, you stretch the vinyl, you set it on, looks perfect. But if you do not kill the memory capability on the vinyl, once you get it out in the Houston heat, that memory is going to try to bring the vinyl back to his original shape. And that's where all the fingers and all the lifting happens on the cars.
Particularly around all the little curves and all
shrinkage.
The really tight places.
You don't think about the emblems. Yeah. You don't think about any of the trim around the headlights, all of that.
Just
you
get
don't
the X-Acto knife out, right?
Yeah.
Walk around it.
Yeah. I was thinking of a drum kit. You pull off all the hardware and you got a round shell, and then you could wrap that in anything you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yes. We're trying to make it look as paint as much as possible. I mean, I guess for someone like me, the biggest compliment is somebody telling you, oh my God, I thought it was a paint job. That is the biggest compliment, yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just be afraid of that shrinkage.
Well, Ernesto and John, both of you guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Gulf Coast Auto Shield, wraps and everything else. Matter of fact, I've got a new commercial we're going to play for the Gulf Coast Auto Shield here in a minute, kind of outline all the things that they can do and more, and encourage you to check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Educational.
Yeah, very.
Very educational.
And fun.
You know, but you don't think about the complexities of doing it right because it just looks like you're putting tape on your car.
Yeah. But you know as well as I do, when I was 12 or 13, oh, I can do that.
Oh, yeah. When you're 34 and 45, you're doing, oh, I can do that.
Didn't your mother put the shelf liners in the shelves with the plates and the cups?
Have you ever tried to do that?
Yeah.
What a pain.
I know.
Even worse to get it out if they put the adhesive on it, yeah.
It's like vacuuming.
Oh, let's not go there, buddy. I am not
Jeff's
a vacuum.
Nemesis.
No.
All right. It's time to move here on the In Wheel Time Car Show, and let's check in on the cruise in calendar.
Well, you know, again, cruise in stuff that's a week or two away. Let's start with May 21st, Magnolia Days Festival Car Show in Columbus, Texas. Starts at 9 a.m. Off of Milam Street. Saturday, June 11th is the Northside Mustang Club. Open car show, you know, Northside Mustang, we're relatively good friends with them. So, and that's going to be out at Gillo Ford in Conroe.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who knows the Gillo name, they know that they also, Tony has quite a good collection of Ford products. I imagine he'll have a couple at the show. Always worth seeing. June 11th, Surfside, Texas is going to be the beach cruise. July 15th. Is the 2022 Corvette Invasion in Bastrop, Texas.
Why are you looking at me?
Friday and Saturday and Sunday because I want to borrow your Corvette. I want to borrow the Corvette to go. I know the answer to that's no.
I know. That was a bluff on your part. You're pretty good one. Yeah.
Wait just a minute. What day is that?
That is July 15th through the 17th in Bastrop, Texas, the 2022 Corvette Invasion. That actually would be a very good show to go to.
Let's clarify that. Is it only 2022 models, or is it just because of the first year?
It's just the
year.
There
you go.
It's just the year. August 12th is the Texas Wake and Scrape in Huntsville, Texas, which is, you know, lay frame and make noises.
Boy.
Really? Did you just kind of bark like
I
know. A dog?
I think he needs rabies.
I know that I've heard that before somewhere.
Rabies shots kicking in.
So those are upcoming events.
Well, let's not forget there's also a big cruise in at the Loopy Tortilla in June.
Mm-hmm. It's the
Tailpipes and Tacos.
Second coming of Tailpipes and Tacos for the year. They've kind of switched formats around a little bit. And I love the new format with some awards that they're giving out for certain categories of cars. There's no cost to join.
It is good stuff.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I can either do the car review or we can go to a break and I can do the car review on the other side.
It's your call.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we do the car review at the bottom of the hour?
That works.
Okay. Because if we don't, then it's going to run long and it's going to be a big mess. And it's already a mess that I've created.
Messy.
And that you helped me in.
Yes. No doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by the way, I also have some feature stories that I think that you're going to find pretty interesting today.
Some news stories?
Well, they're based on news stories. One of them, the catalytic converter thing that Jeff Yip is going to talk about. He wrote the story, and that's why we got in touch with him. He's going to be in the 10:30 segment, our last segment.
So hang with us for that, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it obviously localized. But it's a national story that Automotive News ran.
Yeah, I was going to say localized to us, but very national because cat converter theft is up nationwide.
Right, and people are getting killed over them
now,
so it's bad. All right, you're on the In Wheel Time Car Show. And a reminder that our show streams on iHeartRadio, the radio app, and Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and InWheelTime.com, and podcasts are available from your favorite podcast source. In Wheel Time Car Show continues after these brief messages.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos cruise-in, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a five-year-old Suburban, Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team.
In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheel Time Car Talk.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.